And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland, I'm your host for this program, and I'm going to make it into an excellent program for you. Today I'm going to talk about some things that could change your life for the better. Could actually change your life for the better. And not just a temporary fix, but a permanent fix. You see, at times sometimes we go out, we meet a new person, or we start a new job, or we go to a new group, a new organization, a new church, a new something or other, and we feel really good, or it's Friday, so we feel great because it's Friday, no TGIF, or we're going on vacation, and we feel great because we're going on vacation. We have all these little temporary temporary highs, or, good places in our life. But then a lot of times, when that's over, then it's back to the doldrums again, back to not so good. We go from temporary high to not so good. You see what I mean? So what you need is to be on an even keel, okay, where you feel pretty good all the time. Never super high, because what happens after the high comes low, right? Or little kids, when you see little kids running around and playing really fast, and kids running around and it's time for bed and they don't want to go to bed and they keep playing and they're running around, you know what's going to happen. Pretty soon, one of them's going to fall down or something and get hurt, and they're going to start crying because it's past their bedtime. All right. Well, so a life of high, low, high, low, high, low. That might be okay when you're a teenager. Might be okay when you're 20, but at a certain point, you have to learn to live on a more even keel. But for most people, the even keel is called the new normal. For most people, it's like to feel, they have a pain here and a pain there and a headache here and feel tired and drained and kind of semi-unhappy and kind of kind of feel spaced out and brain fog and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's not good. We don't want to be that way, okay? You want to be exuberant and happy, go lucky and joyous like little kids. Little kids running around in the morning. They get up out of bed and rush forward to meet the day, and they're full of a lot of happiness, okay? So that's the way you want to be. So how are you going to be that way? Well, what we have to do is figure out what is blocking your happiness. What is blocking being on an even keel? What's blocking feeling pretty good? Okay, so what is blocking it? What is blocking it? Okay, let's have a laundry list. What's blocking being on an even keel and feeling pretty good most of the time? It's what? It's resentment. It's upset. It's being angry about something. It's being nervous. It's being worried. It's being fearful. Okay? It's being, worried, nervous, angry, all those things, okay? So if you weren't nervous, if you weren't angry, if you weren't resentful, if you weren't upset, if you weren't dwelling on some bad thing that happened in the past, okay, and you got up in the morning and met the day fresh, without any baggage, no baggage from yesterday, no baggage from 10 years ago, no baggage from a month ago, no baggage from 40 years ago. You met the day with fresh eyes, okay? And looked out the window and the sun was shining and you were happy. See, just like when you were a little kid. Well, so wouldn't that be nice? Well, of course it would. So you want to do that? Okay, so you want some help? All right, I'll help you. I've been doing this for 25 years. 25 years I've been doing this. So what do you need? Well, you need a little attitude adjustment. need to let go of resentment, stop hating and judging people, okay, be more forgiving, okay, more patient, and you need to practice my meditation so you can be in the moment. My name is Roland. I'll be right back after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Well, hello everybody. Hello. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. And I don't know what's the matter with people. I don't get the support I used to get. Used to get a lot of nice letters and things from people, and now it's like nothing. What's the matter with people? Are you all on drugs? Are you all on meds? Are you all having brain fog? And are you all sitting around playing video games and texting all the time? What are you doing? See? What are you doing with your life? Huh? Well, we better find out what's wrong and fix it. And I already gave you some hints. I gave you some hints about what blocks happiness. What it is, it's resentment, anger, unfinished business. Resentment, anger, unfinished business. Okay? Resenting people, resenting your husband, resenting your wife, resenting your boyfriend, resenting your mom, resenting your dad, resenting your brother. Okay? And judging people. Judging people. Being impatient with them. Okay? All right, so that's what it is. Okay, so can you learn to let go of anger? See, the problem is that, the way we are in our unsaved, unwashed, unsaved state is we're egotistical and we're selfish. And then we go out in the world and we meet a whole bunch of other people that are egotistical and selfish. Okay? And then we clash with them, and then we resent them, and they up us and they make us angry and everything else, okay? And pretty soon we're engaged in a full-time job of resenting other people, hating other people, trying to figure out how to get over on other people, see? And then we forget. So what happens when you become resentful and angry toward other people? Then what goes out the window? See if you can remember the last time you were really angry and resentful, which was probably this morning or yesterday. What goes out the window? What goes out the window? Joy, happiness. See? When people are resentful, you can't cheer them up. They don't want to be cheered up. So joy goes out the window, happiness goes out the window, love goes out the window, patience goes out the window. So when you're resentful and angry and irritated at people, then what? Then you begin to feel nervous and tense. Tense, nervous. See? Because you don't have patience. See, these spiritual virtues of patience, long-suffering, a spirit of thanksgiving, of gratitude, of unconditional love, all these wonderful things, they have an effect upon your mind, upon your and upon your body. Okay? They help to maintain it in a nice way. But when you are no longer patient, then you become impatient, and then you feel it in your body as what? You feel it as tension, nervousness, see, being drained of energy, and so on and so forth. All right. So you're going to have to learn how to let go of resentment, let go of anger. That would be very good. That's the main thing that you need to learn how to do. So how are you going to do that? Well, first of all, you have to see the need to let go of resenting other people. You have to see that it's not nice to resent other people and to judge them. You have to see that. A lot of times people, they just don't want to see it. And see, some people are really good at hiding their resentment. They themselves don't even know that they're resentful. They don't realize it. They think they're nice. They think they're nice. They say, I don't resent anyone. Nobody, they go around judging everybody, secretly judging them. So that's just not good. Okay? You can't resent other people and have love at the same time. You just can't. So how are you going to do this? Well, it would help to get my meditation. My meditation would be very helpful because I teach you how to stand back. See, right now you're probably lost in thinking. See, when we get upset, when we go out in the world and you get intimidated by something, when you get intimidated by something, some person, some situation, anything that intimidates you will cause you to start to go into your daydream state where you start hiding from reality and thinking about what happened and trying to rearrange the past and plan and scheme for the future and see, basically just kind of hide from reality. So you have to learn how to go out in the world and have and go through life without being intimidated and being upset by things. So that's where the meditation helps you to do. So once again, I exhort you to check out the meditations that I have because they're so helpful. I'll be right back after this message. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm here to help you. I volunteer. I've been doing this for 25 years. I buy the airtime myself. So don't go around saying, oh, the world, nobody cares about anybody, man. Everybody's just out to, you know, get over on everybody else, man. No, I'm not. You have no idea how much money I have spent over the years to pay for this airtime. And I got to pay for the internet time and all other kinds of stuff. And I do it as a service to help people. Okay? Because I was helped and now I want to help other people. That's all. See, I don't have a church. I don't have an organization. It's just me. And I help other people. Okay. I've just been reading an interesting book called A Cry Unheard. It's written by a psychiatrist. It's an updated version of a book he wrote back in the 70s called The Broken Heart. And I am an expert on stress. Yes, I'm an expert on stress. What do you think stress is when you go out in the world? And people are cruel or mean, and they say things that don't really mean, and they're not honest, and they're a little bit sneaky, see, and then they're not fair with you, and they're all these things, see, people lying and cheating and stealing and hurting each other and being phony and being selfish and all that kind of stuff, see. What do you call that? That's a stress. See, it's a stress. And how about when you were a little kid and your parents, your dad, your father wasn't there for you. See, and your mom was bitchy or witchy, and your sister, big sister, was witchy and witchy, just like your mom. And your brother was angry, and so he was cruel. Your big brother was angry and cruel, and your little brother had issues, but no, and you saw that your little brother was a good guy or your little sister was good, but people were dumping all over them and treating them like they were bad, you see? So you saw all these things when you were a little kid. All right, so those are all stresses. Now, when you were a little kid, you couldn't help but react when you were a little kid. You couldn't help but react because you were just a little kid. But now you're not a little kid anymore. Now you're a big person, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, okay? But you're going around reacting like a little kid. And the stuff that happened to you 20 years ago or 50 years ago is still sticking in your craw, and it still comes up to the surface. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder, that's what it is. Okay, so I'm reading this book. It's called A Cry Unheard. It's very interesting. You see, he discovered the effect. See, a long time ago, or even today, but sometimes, if you go to have your blood pressure checked, whether the doctor puts the cuff around your sleeve or the nurse does, or the physician's assistant puts a sleeve on you, and then you go to Safeway or somewhere and they have one of these blood pressure checking things. So you go and have your blood pressure checked, but you're sitting there quietly. Sit quietly. Have your blood pressure checked, okay? Well, what this psychiatrist discovered, and he worked with some doctors at some major facilities on this thing, with a new technology now that your blood pressure can be monitored, see, where it doesn't have to be where you're just sitting quiet. It can be monitored while you're talking. So what he found out is when people start to talk, their blood pressure goes up. See? As they get older, sometimes they start talking, their blood pressure goes through the roof. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, he discovered that there's inclusive talk and exclusive. In other words, a lot of times when we're little kids, we try to express ourselves and we can't. They slap us around. They won't let us talk. They don't listen to what we say. They twist what we say. We have to try to get upset to say something because they make us upset. You see what I mean? So people go through life, then they have these issues from the past. Some situation happened when they were a kid, and it still sticks in their craw. And so now years later, see, he found that when people start to talk about an issue, something that's bothering them from a long time ago, when they start to talk about it, their blood pressure goes way, way up because they're really upset, really upset, really upset. It upsets. They're still being upset by what happened 40 years ago. See, still being upset by it. His baseball team was in the finals and he wanted his dad to come, and then his dad didn't come. Dad made business too important or something, or, you know, I can't think of all the things to, you can read the book if you want to, it's a very good book. But the point I'm getting at is that these things from the past are still haunting you. Well, one of the factors that I have discovered that causes things to stick in our craw and to remain as unfinished business, one of the things that causes that to happen is resentment. Okay? When your mom did something, or your dad did something, or your brother did something, or someone did something, and you resented them. Okay? You resent them. And now when the memory comes back, you resent the memory. See? Or you resent yourself. You resent something. But here comes the resentment, and that reinforces it and sustains it. So you have to learn to be able to observe your memory without resenting it. And then, if you can get past that hurdle, then the suppressed emotions that have been hiding down there, they can come out, a little catharsis, they come out. And then after that, if there's nothing more to sustain it, if you let go of the resentment, what do they call that? They call it forgiveness. But a lot of people don't know what forgiveness means. It means letting go of resentment. That's exactly what it means. You have to go to my website and look at one. I have a lecture on the subject. But I've just given you the key to overcoming a lot of the things that are keeping you down and unhappy and surfacing from the past. And the key is to let go of resentment. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. We're talking about letting go of resentment in order to let go of the traumas from the past. Now, undoubtedly, you resented your mom, resented your dad, especially your dad, for not being there for you, for failing you in some way. Okay? And then other people. Then you resented yourself. But I just want to focus for the moment on other people. See, undoubtedly, you judge them harshly. You said you were sure that they were doing it on purpose. See, well, some people are so wicked that they will do it on purpose. They will do cruel things on purpose. See, there are people that wicked. But if they are that wicked, then it's okay. Let's keep it real simple. I want to keep it very, very simple because I have a very nice point to make that could be very helpful to you. Chances are whoever hurt you in the past, okay, whoever it was, they weren't doing it on purpose. They were out of control. They were doing to you what was done to them. Somebody did it to them. See, if your dad was kind of distant and didn't communicate with you, then I'm sure his dad was that way to him. See? For example, or if your brother was cruel to you, then someone was cruel to him. Your mom was cruel to him, or your dad, or other kids at school were cruel to him. See? Somebody was cruel to him. Okay? And chances are, in the case of your parents, for example, they were out of control. They couldn't help themselves. Now, how do you know? How can you know that? It's because now you're an adult. There you are as an adult. See? And now you can't control yourself either. You say mean things to people. See? You turn away from people instead of being kind to them or helping them. You're phony with people. You yell at your kids. See? You want to be kind and you want to be sweet, but something is blocking you. Something won't let you be nice. Something won't let you be sweet. Something won't let you admit you're wrong. Something won't let you admit you're sorry. See, do you have something in you that won't let you admit that you're sorry? See? What is that? You know what it is? It's the spirit of trauma. It is the spirit that got into you when you resented, a long time ago, whoever you resented, your mom, your dad, your brother, whoever. That's that spirit of pride. That it entered you, and it's not even you. It lives you, and it acts through you, and it controls you. And the further you get away from your inner ground of good, the more stable, destabilized you become, the more it controls you. That's what happened to your parents. They weren't doing it on purpose. They were out of control, and something was controlling them. Something was driving them. See, so now can you forgive them? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. So now you know they couldn't help themselves. They were out of control. Something was driving them. So now can you forgive them? You judged them harshly. You resented them. Okay? So let it go. Let it all go. Okay? And then you know what? Then you can see that you how you hated them and resented them and be sorry for it. And let the little emotions dissolve away. And then go forward and you can be happy. Okay? You can be a better parent, a better wife, a better husband, a better parent, a better neighbor. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.